Hi students, today we commence the subject Human Resources and Hospitality, chapter number 11, Compensation Program through the Human Resource Development Department. Objectives of this chapter: the various factors that affect the wage and salary structure. What is wage, what is salary is very important to know when we design the salary or the wage structure. Wage is the payment on hourly basis or a weekly basis, and the salary is usually on a monthly basis. The nature and type of compensations. There are various compensations that are given to the employees from time to time in order to attract their attention or in order to attract them to be motivated to do more, to perform better, to give more productivity, and in turn the employer is benefited. Incentives are also of different types which will be dealt with in this chapter. Like, we have individual incentives, group incentives or the team incentives, and we have the organizational incentives where the incentives are provided to almost all employees. Variable pay plan and the factors affecting the success of variable plan. Variable plans are the plans that are designed by the organization in order to give some benefits to the employees. The difference between benefits and prerequisites. Benefits and prerequisites are almost the same. They are given to the employees from time to time on a regular basis. Some of the benefits will be statutory or compulsory, and the others may not be compulsory. Whatever the benefits are provided in the form of benefits or prerequisites, it is all taxable. The components of compensation and benefits. Compensation and benefits are again may be monetary and non-monetary. It is part of the incentives provided to the employees for to recognize them or to be part of the profits, to share part of the profits that the organization gains. The structure of the chapter, we will deal with the introduction, wage and salary, objectives of the compensation programs, incentives, variable pay, and the benefits. When we say pay, on what basis the payment is structure is made? Different categories are designated with different job functions. Accordingly, the wage structure or the payment structure is made. The human resource development, along with the finance and the budgetary control team, helps in making this structure a success. Again, the payment structure will be on performance base. What the performance of the person is, whether he is performing well. Transparent, the payment should be transparent. It is usually discussed in the time of the interview or whilst making the selection process. During the selection process, usually the salary or the payment is discussed. Salary again depends on the designation and the educational and technical skills of an individual in the hospitality industry. It may not be something like other organizations. Technical skills or perfection with the experience holds good for making a salary decision at the time of selection. Consistent, the pay scales are usually consistent. Once it is approved, it is given to the employees according to the designation, according to the performance and the appraisal report of the staff. This basic pay, which is given to the employee, gets into an increment every year after the appraisal reports are submitted. Competitive pay, the pay should be very competitive, taking into consideration the status of the or the standard of the organization in comparison to this organization of the same level of a different brand or different in a different state. So payment is based on performance, it should be transparent, it should be consistent, and it should be competitive. It is very important to have a competitive pay scale, because when the pay scale is competitive, the staff or the employees do not find a need to leave the organization for a better pay scale in another organization. This is competitive pay scales also help to retain a staff, especially those staff that are highly technically qualified, having the necessary creativity in the mainly in the production department, or the experience which they hold from multinational group of hospitality industries. Introduction, beginning with the salary structure. To attract and retain the services of the employee, as I just said, that it is very important to have a salary structure that is on in competition with the other organizations of the same level, same standard. Say for example, if we are a 5-star hotel, the salaries of most of the 5-star hotels will be almost the same, taking into consideration the designation and the experience of the staff hired. To pay employees according to the content and job functions. This is another area where hospitality industry takes a very good stand in the payment of the to the content and the job functions. Take for example, a restaurant manager, banquet managers, or the housekeeping manager, front office manager, most of their scales will be the same. Except for the manager of the food production department or the kitchen stewarding department, which maybe have to work longer hours, scales may be slightly different. To reward the employees according to effort and merit. Merit and efforts are those areas where the person puts in his ability to do his best. When we find that this is happening, the pay scales of certain persons can be increased or decreased if they are not showing any productivity, or they are not enhancing they are not motivated to do more to improve the morale and productivity. Pay scales should be such that the morale and productivity of the employee is at large. To facilitate payroll administration. Payroll administration is usually facilitated by the finance department in consultation with the unions and the management. Any difference or any addition or subtraction within the pay scales have to be taken into consideration by the members of the union and the management to decide on what should be done. To simplify collective bargaining. Collective bargaining is another one place where salaries are decided, or the salary policies have to be framed. This is done with the management, the union representatives, and the staff representatives in the union. To promote employee promotion and transfers. Employees who are found to be good and would like to be transferred to other departments where they find that they will do better work, this can be taken into consideration after careful planning in consultation with the human resource development department of the organization. Transfers and promotions are also one way in giving more to the employee in the way of pay packet. Salary. India Hotel Survey Report has been created to provide hotel owners and operators with current and credible information concerning salary trends. Salary trends in the hospitality in the hospitality industry is usually surveyed. Very often surveys are conducted to find out the salaries that are prevailing and the salaries that were in the past. What will be the future trends of salaries of employees in the hospitality industry? This survey was conducted very recently after the recession of 2008-2009. Mid-2010, the survey was completed in 2011, where salaries were refixed and most of the hotels were notified about the standard payment scales of different designations compared to the organizations, the standards of the organizations. India Hotels Salary Survey is a team that continuously works in providing the Hotel and Restaurant Association of India with the necessary details of the salary structure, not only for hotel staff but also for leave alone ownership restaurants. Wage and salary. Wages, payment of labor or services to a worker hourly or daily. Labor, a lot of labor is hired on contract by the hospitality industry, where unskilled labor is considered a requirement. These workers are paid usually on hourly basis or daily basis, considering the work that they put in and according to the contract that is signed with the labor contractor. Salary, regular wages received by an employee from an employer on a weekly or monthly basis. Usually salary is monthly basis, and salary is said to be given to the employees that are on the payroll of the organization. For example, the permanent staff or staff who are on the payroll of the organization. Compensation is another way of payment to staff besides salary and wages. Compensation may be direct and indirect, monetary and non-monetary rewards. Compensation is in the form of, maybe in the form of leave travel allowance, or any other allowances given to the employee. When we say salary, salary comprises of mainly the basic pay and the other payments attached with the basic pay. In hospitality, the structure of salary has to be derived very carefully. A person on the same designation in different departments may be doing work differently, may be performing less hours of work, etc. And yet he is being paid on the same salary. So hence very careful consideration has to be made where salaries of staff in the hospitality is to be regulated. If you don't have a formal compensation program, you are probably paying some employees too much while other employees may not be paid enough. Payment in the hospitality industry always leads to grievances. Staff has grievances with monetary problems of payment. Payments are usually productivity linked. Payments are also given to the employees. So employee, the department that shows high sales, those employees are given the allowances more, whereas other departments are not given. You know, very shortly we will see how the compensation is paid to various departments, percentage of compensation that is paid to various departments. Objectives of compensation program. Whatever the objectives, the staff usually are not prepared for meeting these objectives. They demand more whether the objectives are not met. Compensation is what employees receive in exchange for their contribution to the organization. Total compensation will be direct and indirect compensation. Direct compensation is the basic pay plus the incentives, and the indirect compensation is the benefits and the prerequisites that are given to the staff. Compensation are usually considered as rewards, and it refers to a wide range of financial and non-financial rewards to the employees for the services rendered to the organization. If a employee is not performing, hence services rendered to the organization is considered as poor, and hence compensation or rewards will not be given to him. Such decisions are taken in consultation with the unions. Inquiry is sometimes met wherein the staff is given to give an explanation why compensation should be withheld to him. Transactional rewards and rational rewards. All forms of financial returns and tangible services and benefits employees receive as part of the employment relationship. As long as an employee is part of the organization, since the hospitality industry considers every staff to be a human asset to the organization, the compensation will be paid to him or her. Compensation system should be adequate. It should be self-sufficient for the employees. Again, here the union comes into play and collective bargaining takes place to provide adequate compensation to the employees. Adequate is again very adequate, should be that the employees are satisfied and hence the talent is retained within the organization. Equitable, incentive providing, cost effective, that the organization or the employer should be able to pay the adequate compensation that has been decided on. Secure, it should give a social security to the staff who is working in the organization. It should be balanced. Balanced, when we say all employees should be treated equally where compensation is considered to be paid. Acceptable to the employee. Whatever the compensation is decided should be acceptable to the employees. Now all this makes the compensation, the criteria, the factors that gives the organization the compensation system that can be utilized by an organization or the hospitality industry at large. External influence on compensation. Labor market. The number of staff working in your organization is a very important criteria when deciding on the compensation. When we decide on the compensation and we say that everybody should be given adequately, an employer may not be able to pay adequate compensation to all. Hence, it is important to work out through the economic plan of your organization with the unions and the government so that the employer can give more to the employees. Fringe benefits. These are all examples of compensation. Payment for time not worked. That means leave. When you are taking leave, you will get payment for the number of days you are on leave. Housing in the form of loans given to the employees for buying a home. Insurance is usually group insurance that all employees of the organization are covered with accident and medical insurance benefits. Career counseling is part of the appraisal performance report, and hence career counseling is a continuous process in the hospitality industry. Crèche facilities for children of female employees are usually a necessity these days. Paid membership in professional organizations. This also is given to the management category of workers, departmental heads, supervisory level staff, etc. Prerequisites of perks. Take-home vehicles, chauffeur-driven vehicles, paid vacation, club membership, entertainment allowance, maternity and paternity leave given to staff, free refreshments. Most of the hospitality organizations provide canteen facilities to all staff. Leisure activities at work time, that is recreation facilities, are also provided. It is very important in the hospitality industry to have a recreation center in-house so that staff who are on break duties, break shift, that they work some hours in the morning and some hours in the evening, and gives them ample time to have recreation, especially if they live far from the workplace. It is not convenient for them to travel back and forth, hence a little recreation and relaxation with good staff room facilities will help the workers who work on this shift. Incentives. An incentive or reward can be anything that attracts the employee's attention and stimulates him to work. It's a motivating factor for every employee. An incentive is a motivating factor. An individual incentives. Individual incentives is given to particular staff for a job done well. This usually is given at the time of the annual gathering, etc. It may be a monetary or a non-monetary gift or a reward. Usually it may be in the form of cash. When we come to hospitality industry, or we come to staff dealing with monetary and non-monetary benefits or incentives, we find that they prefer monetary benefits or incentives. Gifts, vouchers of different branded stores, etc., or for purchasing items that they can do as and when they like. Team or group incentives. Team or group incentives is very difficult to pay in the hospitality industry, as the group or the team that works for one function is backed up by a team or a group of another department. Hence, group or team incentives is usually does not happen in the hospitality industry in the form of monetary benefits. An appreciation letter may be issued to all employees who worked for that event to make it a success, and hence group incentives are mostly non-monetary incentives. Organizational incentives are where the organization decides to give the entire staff of the organization an incentive. This is given usually as a bonus or an productivity linked allowance, depending on the profits that are made, or share profit incentives are given to the employees of the organization once a year when it is decided by the management. Hence, we can see incentives may be for an individual, for a whole team, or for the organization at large, all the employees of the organization. Here, as I told you earlier, the incentives of this is profit when it is divided. It is not divided equally to all the members of the organization, all the staff of the organization, but is depend did on the productivity of the departments. Here you can see the highest is the service department, that is 15%. Both the service departments, like the discos and pubs and the services, restaurant service, banquet service, poolside service, all service staff will be getting almost 15%. Coming next to the housekeeping and the accounts department is 14%. Then coming to the kitchen staff, it is 13%. Even though the kitchen staff works a lot, you see that it is backed up with 13%. And the front office gets 10% of the incentives. Other departments, like the engineering department, administrative department, purchase stores department, all come under 8%. So distribution of compensation package in the hotel industry is not the same to all the departments. When it is depending on the productivity linked or the service tax distribution. Variable pay. This is another type of motivational pay that is given to the employees. It is a compensation which is directly linked to individual organization performance. In hospitality, the success of the variable plan depends on the circumstances like occupancy. High occupancy will give a high variable pay, whereas low occupancy or during the periods where the occupancy rate is low, that is mostly from June to September, is usually considered to be low in the hospitality industry in India, and hence the occupancy or the variable pay usually falls during this time. The components of compensation and benefits. One thing that comes under the salary is your basic pay, and all taxable allowances is attached to the basic pay. All allowances that are given by the organization. Then we have reimbursement, which is tax-free. Reimbursement is usually tax-free, and this may be in the form of reimbursement of traveling allowance, reimbursement of uniform maintenance allowance, reimbursement of your holiday expenditure, all the or maybe of family medicals, which may be taken care of by the organization, but this is all tax free reimbursement. Incentives, as I told you, are given on individual level, group level, or the organization level, depending on the decisions taken by the management with the union representatives and the heads of departments, etc., with the most important human resource development managers that play an important role in deciding the incentives to be given to the staff from time to time. Benefits, again, may be coming from different areas. First, we have the government benefits, which are the different types of leaves that we have to give the staff. We have the sick leave, the privilege leave, the maternity leave, the quarantine leave, which is also there in case of some contagious diseases. Accident leave is one leave which the organization or the hospitality industry has to provide for accidents on duty. Again, medical facilities for the same. Then we have Workers' Compensation Act that directs the organization to give compensation to the workers. We have the monetary benefits provided in this, like the PPF, the Provident Fund, contribution to the voluntary provident fund of the organization. Then we have the ESIS medical facilities, we have bonus, etc. There are various benefits given to the organization which are compulsory to be given, like canteen facilities to the staff and recreation. This all comes under the Factories Act, that is governed by the Factories Act of the organization. There are other non-monetary benefits that, like staff transport facilities. In the hospitality industry, most of the organizations provide transport because of late night shifts, early morning shifts. Transport facilities provided or transport is your expenditures reimbursed to the staff. Prerequisites again are those benefits that are not so very important to be given. It is prerequisites. Prerequisites are again taxed in the hand of the employees, and benefits are taxed in the hands of the employer. This is very important to remember. Whatever prerequisites we get, we are taxed for it, whereas the benefits provided by the employer will be taxed to the employer. Hence, both compensation and benefits play a very important role through the human resource department as a welfare scheme provided to the employees. It is a welfare scheme that is provided to the employees in the form of compensation and benefits. Sometimes we find even the prerequisites like educational fees being paid for the children of the staff or the staff themselves. Various different schemes. It varies from organization to organization. But the more the organization gives the staff, the talent can be retained and mobility of staff can be stabilized. Rewards and recognizations. Different hospitality organizations have different schemes. Here we can see Club Mahindra Holidays, HR policies. Recognize employees who are committed to company's growth. It recognizes employees who live the values of the organization. These are the two directions in which rewards are provided to their employees at Club Mahindra. Benefits. As I've explained earlier, benefits often include retirement plan, that is your gratuity is compulsory. Then a voluntary may be pension scheme that is provided. Vacation with pay, health insurance, educational, etc. Need for extending fringe benefits to the employee. What do you think is the need to extend fringe benefits? The employees demand it through the union. Trade union demands. Employer preference, a social security, and to improve human relations. Human relations are improved and hence the staff are retained, especially the staff that are professional and who are needed in the organization are usually retained by such benefits. Thank you.